that's one of the things that I try and do is help small businesses with an online presence. Because as I'm sure you're aware from your own usage of the internet, when you're looking for something, you go to Google and search it or one of the other search engines, and you very often select what's on the first page. You seldom go to the second, third page to, you know, click on a link. So it's very important to have a website or a Facebook page that will show up in Google for those searches when people are looking for something. And the same thing with Facebook. If somebody is looking for a service and they do a lot of their life on Facebook, that's where they're going to search first, is on Facebook, usually before they go to Google. So having a presence in both is important, and it creates credibility with regards to you as a provider. It also provides education and information to prospects who are looking for a provider and trying to decide not only who's available, but who am I going to pick out of the available providers I've found online. It's a new and incredibly powerful way to inform, educate, and build a relationship with people without you having to do anything except post occasional content on your website and your Facebook. Because when people are searching for you online, or searching for the service you provide online, they come across you, they're going to look at your website or your Facebook page and go, do I like this person? Do I get a good feeling from this person? Is their information helpful to me? Does it sound like they know what they're talking about? Are they talking about what I want to know about whatever it is that I'm looking for? And so that goes through your mind, I'm sure, when you're looking for stuff online. And it's going to happen with people looking for you as well. Having videos where you're teaching or talking or answering questions on your Facebook page and your website are extremely powerful, because people will watch your video and they'll come to know you as a person before they ever meet you. And so when they do contact you through email or calling you, they're contacting somebody they've already met. They already know you a little bit because they've watched your videos online. And it's the same thing with articles, but nowadays people have a tendency to prefer watching a video to reading. Highly recommended to have both types of content on a Facebook page and a website. The idea of creating content, writing articles or tips or videos or whatever, can sound overwhelming to some people, but it's really easy. And with a little bit of coaching, you'll find out how easy it is. And like I said, you produce content and then you use it in multiple places. You don't have to produce tons and tons of content. You only have to, you know, produce enough so you have, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 items a month, and you can sit down in a day and do 2 months worth of content, you know, or, you know, 4 hours, do 2 months worth of content. Having a presence, if you want to build a business where you have clientele and you have new clientele coming in, it's really important to have a presence there. As far as I'm concerned, anybody in business today, providing a service especially, should have a Facebook page and should have some type of website presence. And making content for it is what's going to, you know, bring people to you and maintain a relationship with you. Facebook is one of the top three. And if they're not finding you on Facebook, what many people do is they will look for you on Facebook after they found you on Google, because they want to find out more about you. They want to see what you say. They want to see what you have information on. And what happens with a lot of people, they set up a Google Facebook page and they don't put anything on it. People go to your Facebook page, they find you, and then they go, oh, I don't know if this person is actually in business because there hasn't been a post here in 3 years. It is your online business card. It is your online TV commercial. It is your online educational and Meet Me platform. It absolutely is the way people not only find people, but get to know people so that they will actually call you or email you and book an appointment, that type of thing. So it's a huge, you know, I started out in the marketing world pre-internet, and the amount of money it costs to run an ad anywhere in the newspaper, on the radio, TV, was just outrageous. And now you can advertise in a far superior way at a much lower cost, just with a website and with Facebook. So I highly encourage everybody who has a business that they want to build to have both properties. Okay. And having the property isn't enough. You need to produce content occasionally, at least occasionally. Regularly is better.